Well, after Ahmadinejad, world leaders are faced with another renegade at the UN, Libya's Colonel Gaddafi. He may be back in the diplomatic fold, but he's no respecter of protocols, as he showed in his address. Also, if Abdel Basset al-Megrahi is guilty of the Lockerbie bombing, as an agent of Libya, it must have been Gaddafi who commissioned it. Our political correspondent Glenn Campbell has spent the week reporting from the UN. As the focus shifted from New York to Pittsburgh, he caught up with a cross-section of people to talk about Gaddafi's appearance and feelings over Scotland's decision to release al-Megrahi.
Well, hello from Midtown Manhattan. We're in the Angus McIndoe restaurant off Broadway near Times Square, West 44th Street, so the heart of New York City, and we're here to reflect on a fascinating week of diplomacy at the United Nations and beyond. And of course, all of our discussion flowing from that decision by the Scottish Government to release the only man convicted of the Lockerbie bombing. Let's just remind ourselves of the decision that Justice Secretary Kenny McCaskill made.
It is my decision that Mr. Abdel Basset Ali Mohamed al-Megrahi, convicted in 2001 for the Lockerbie bombing, now terminally ill with prostate cancer, be released on compassionate grounds and are allowed to return to Libya to die.
Well, of course, that was beamed right round the world and caused a lot of anger, outrage here in the United States. Let's just pick up on that now with the New York Daily News writer, Corky Samasco. What was the atmosphere like when that decision came through?
Well, there was a lot of dismay. I mean, I think a lot of our readers especially were chiming in basically saying, you know, what are they thinking? I mean, is this all about oil? I mean, how could you do something like this? It'd be like the equivalent of like letting out somebody like Charles Manson.
What was it like being an expat Scot in the United States as the outrage started to be reflected on the news channels? Dougal Munro is president of Holland and Sherry, a quality textiles company.
As a matter of fact, I was actually traveling to Scotland just as that happened, or just after that happened. So I got to see both sides of it a little bit. Here's a man who was definitely found guilty of heinous crime, say the least, and I visited the Lockerbie Memorial several years ago. But under Scots law, apparently this was available, this resolution.
Did you feel embarrassed by the decision or a little bit proud of it?
I certainly was not proud of it. I was concerned by it.
What was it like for you, Angus McIndoe, and the restaurant here? Did people come in? Did they talk about it? Did they react to you being from Scotland?
Yeah, I got a lot of, are you proud to be Scottish this week? It's a lot of sort of antagonistic comments. So yeah, it was definitely being discussed. Yeah, I think I've yet to meet somebody over here that agrees with the decision.
Nobody at all?
No, not a single one. But remember, this country executes people sort of every day of the week. So they really don't see the grounds of compassion argument very clearly.
All we saw from the United States back home was a negative reaction, was anger, was outrage. But Alessandro Bruno from the North Africa Journal, does that truly reflect the spectrum of opinion in the United States?
I think in the United States and Britain, the Lockerbie trial played out very differently. There have always been doubts, particularly in Scotland. The seed of question over the actual guilt of Megrahi was always there and became more intense in the last 3 years. In fact, there have been recent attempts to appeal the trial, and had he not been released, the trial would have been appealed and the whole Lockerbie case would have collapsed, most likely.
Well, this was to be his second appeal, and just so that everyone's clear, the first appeal was rejected by the Scottish courts. He failed to clear his name, and in fact he will die now a guilty man back home with his family in Tripoli, although he continues, as you indicate, to protest his innocence. He says that he wasn't responsible. Were there people here in the United States who thought that this was a good decision?
I certainly have not read any good comments, except for those who, like me, are looking more at the realpolitik side of it.
Ah, talk to me about that.
Well, the practical side. Now, at least you have a convicted murderer for the crime. The crime can be, once he dies, can be shelved.
It was expedient.
It was expedient, because otherwise, had you... Libya had 7 years of sanctions as a result of the association with Lockerbie. Paid $2 billion in compensation. So you would have had to reverse all those sentences, all those measures, and to give Gaddafi more power like that would have been perhaps worse.
Okay, a lot of criticism from relatives of those killed in the Lockerbie disaster, especially here in the United States, and their concerns reflected by many of the politicians. In fact, this week the United States Senate passed a resolution condemning the decision. But I wonder, Professor Tom Weiss, Professor of Political Science at City University of New York, if the US administration had really wanted to stop this decision, surely it could have tried harder.
I believe that is the case, and Americans are not supposed to have any historical memory, so my speculation at the time was to get this over and done with before Obama came to New York. Had Gaddafi not actually tried to pitch his tent, my guess is this whole situation would have been long forgotten. But most of the relatives are in the New York area. So when you put up a target like that, they clearly have a historical memory. And clearly the U.S. government did not weigh in early and clearly enough to halt this decision, because there clearly is no payoff except some vague humanitarian one. And as someone mentioned earlier, usually criminals here are executed. That's not what I support, but in fact that's it. So people have no understanding of this, any more than they had an understanding of the British decision to let Pinochet return to Santiago on humanitarian grounds. As soon as he got to Santiago, he bounced out of his wheelchair, kissed the ground, and lived another couple of years. So to most Americans, this makes less than no sense.
Well, the criticism from President Obama after the decision was to say that it was a mistake, and certainly many of the relatives thought that was mild criticism, to say the least. We've been trying to assess the diplomatic fallout, such as it is, and here's what the spokesman at the US State Department, Ian Kelly, said earlier in the week when we asked whether America had forgiven Scotland for taking this decision.
I think at this point, we're looking to move on. We're looking to continue the very important cooperation that we have with the United Kingdom and with Scotland. We have very deep and abiding ties. We're looking for to continue this important relationship that we have.
So should we take that at face value, that America really wants to move on, Professor Weiss?
My guess is that this will be a tempest in a teapot, Scot or British or American, that will be over after the Pittsburgh meeting of the G20.
From the American-Scottish Foundation point of view, Alan Bain, do you think that is it over?
I would certainly hope so, because as I pointed out to the many callers who called the Foundation office to complain, I said, look...
To complain at the decision?
Complain of the decision. Yes, we had a lot of complaints, email and telephone calls.
So it was your fault then? You got the blame.
We took the blame, that's for sure, given our name. But the point was made that at that very moment, we were actually organizing a dinner for the Scots Guards Colonel's Fund. It's a major issue today in the military because of improved medical treatment. Many more soldiers are surviving, but with traumatic injuries. And I said, these guys are returning to Afghanistan. They fight alongside the U.S. military. So you have to keep this whole decision in perspective. This is not a Scottish decision. It's reflecting Scotland's attitude. It is just, as was said, probably an expedient decision.
Well, let me bring in Corky Simaskian from the New York Daily News. Despite the fact that the State Department says, look, let's move on, we've had talk this week of President Obama snubbing the British Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, and that being linked back to the Lockerbie case. Do you think there might be something in that?
It's hard to tell. I mean, there's all kinds of complicated reasons for politicians to do various diplomatic dances. I mean, you have to remember that Obama's constituency here doesn't understand the decision. They don't see any upside to the decision, and he's hearing from the Lockerbie families. I mean, they are mad. I mean, everybody else is going to move on. They won't. It matters to them.